Kalish Blackwell had never planned a heist before. As she studied the satellite images, Mercruzian tangleworms wriggled and writhed in her stomach, and she worried that she would throw up. Again. The ship's compact floor-cleaning robot buzzed and whirled, dealing with the last mess.
"Some thief you are," she muttered.
"Kalish?"
came her mother's voice from the freighter's rear hatch.
"In the library."
Kalish took a deep breath and wiped her brow, not wanting her mother to see her nerves, not when she had been arguing and promising that they could make this work.
"Library."
Mom ducked a step through the hatch, her single blonde gray braid swinging past her shoulder. "Your insistence in calling three books and a computer terminal a library is odd, don't you think? Especially considering there's a lavatory in the corner." She smiled, though it was not a heartfelt gesture. The pistol, laser knife, and multi-tool belted at her waist spoke of her military past, as did the tattoos running up her lean forearms. But uncharacteristic uncertainty lurked in her blue eyes, eyes tight with worry, the creases at the corners deeper than usual. "There are 13 books," Kalish said. 15, if you include the atlases." She kept herself from saying anything further, from bristling with her natural instinct to defend the ship. It might not be some finance lord's yacht, but she owned it outright as of 6 months ago, and she was damned proud of that fact. "No argument about the lav, though. It folds into the bulkhead. You barely notice it. And I know you were glad it was there the other week when Tia had that stomach bug and was doing dreadful things in the main lav."
"I suppose."
Mom frowned at the images of the mining camp displayed in the air above Kalish's tablet.
"Are you sure you want to do this?"
"No." "It's the only way to get Dad back. I thought we'd agreed to that."
"I know. We did. I'm just worried about you. Those men in there."
Mom waved at the thick walls of the compound that were displayed in the three-dimensional map, all of them lined with anti-personnel and anti-spacecraft armament.
"I'm sure it's been months, if not years, since some of them saw a woman. If you're captured,
it's a mining camp, Mom, not a prison. What's the difference out here?" Mom jerked her head toward the ceiling, or perhaps to the stars and the pinkish-red Rimfire Nebula stretching above Karzalek, the dust ball of a planet they were visiting.
"If anything other than the supply ship visits them regularly, I would be shocked."
"I know, and I understand your concern, but—" Kalish stopped herself from saying the miners would probably just shoot the intruders instead of worrying about rape. That wouldn't comfort her mother. Instead, she finished with, "It's not as if I'll be going in alone." That was the wrong thing to say. Mom's lips twisted downward so far that they were in danger of falling off her face.
"Oh, yes, you'll have a band of muscle-bound mercenaries at your back. I'm so comforted. I chose them carefully."
Sort of. Mandrake Company was one of the few outfits that had a reputation for snubbing finance lords, and they had been finishing up an assignment nearby. Finding quality people out here in the hairy armpit of the system wasn't easy.
"Mercenaries are mercenaries. They work for money. If they get one sniff of what you are after, they'll turn on you faster than a jackal on wounded prey.
Have I mentioned how much your positivity warms my heart and buoys my soul, Mom?"
"Not recently."
"There's a reason for that." Mom smiled, however forced it appeared, then came forward to clasp her hand. Their skin contrasted, Mom's ivory fingers around Kalish's brown.
"I know how much you're worried about your father and want to save him. Trust me, I'm worried too, even if we haven't talked that much of late. I just wish you'd given me a chance to work the numbers more. Find another way."
Kalish turned the hand clasp into a hug, but couldn't keep from objecting. "Another way to come up with 1,000,000 orums?
I know you are a finance specialist these days, Mom, but you can't magic numbers like that into the company bank account. A loan might have...
We don't have that kind of collateral. And you said yourself, nobody's going to finance treasure hunters. Not even treasure hunters with a proven record for finding valuable loot. It's going to cost us enough to hire these mercenaries.
Over 2 years' profit, to be precise. In addition to finding the item Dad's kidnapper wanted, Kalish hoped they might find some relics her family could sell so they might break even somehow. I'm just worried that...
Kalish!
Came Tia's drawn-out call from somewhere near the front of the ship. They probably could have heard her from anywhere on the planet. Mom stepped back, brushing the back of her hand over her eyes. Kalish's stomach clenched anew at the realization of how worried her mother was. She had always been so tough, so soldierly. Even after retiring from the Galactic Conglomeration fleet and switching careers, to see moisture in her eyes rattled Kalish.
Your sister's calling you.
Yes, I heard, Kalish said dryly. You don't always, when you're engrossed in research. Oh, I always hear her, I just don't always respond. Kalish walked to the corridor, ducking her head and stepping through the hatchway.
Kalish!
Tia repeated, this time even more loudly.
I heard you, I heard you. And those miners will too, if you yell any louder.
Her little sister was 20 now, but sometimes she seemed like the same 12-year-old girl she had been when Kalish first left home.
Just figured you'd want to know your mercenaries are here,